Hello, and this is your Christian News Daily Recap. Actor Jonathan Roumie, known for portraying Jesus in The Chosen, honoured at 21 Christian Martyrs at a Museum of the Bible event in Washington. The martyrs, mostly Coptic Orthodox men from Egypt and one migrant labourer from Ghana, were beheaded in Libya by Islamic State militants in 2015 for their faith. Roumie, a Catholic with an Orthodox Egyptian father, recounted his visit to Egypt in 2025 to meet the martyrs' families, expressing his amazement at their forgiveness. He shared his own struggle with forgiveness, which he found through deepening his faith and reflecting on Christ's mercy. Speakers, including Bishop Peter of the Coptic Orthodox Diocese and Catholic human rights advocate Reverend Chris Smith, recognised the martyrs as ordinary men of extraordinary faith. Nermian Riad, founder of Coptic Orphans, expressed hope that the martyr story would unite Christianity, noting that Pope Francis recognised them as saints in the Catholic Church in 2023, joining their celebration in the Coptic Orthodox Church. In international news, a cartel leader responsible for the closure of over 100 evangelical churches in Mexico has been killed. Ruben Nemesio Oseguera Cervantes, also known as El Mencho, leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, died following a military operation in Jalisco State. Under his leadership, pastors were reportedly intimidated to pay protection money, leading to many church leaders not reporting threats due to fear of reprisal. In 2024 alone, over 100 evangelical churches in Chiapas State closed due to violence and insecurity. Catholic communities were also affected, with a report indicating that up to 80% of murders of religious figures in Mexico went unpunished, and 13 priests were killed between 2019 and 2026. US lawmakers have declared Nigeria to be the most dangerous place to be a Christian. A congressional report highlighted the devastating consequences of violence from jihadist networks, noting weak enforcement and limited accountability from the Nigerian government despite their claims of addressing the violence. The report, delivered to the White House, urges President Trump to protect Christians, recommending a bilateral agreement with Nigeria and withholding funding if action isn't taken. Lawmakers also suggested demanding the repeal of oppressive Sharia codes and anti-blasphemy laws and imposing sanctions on those who tolerate violence against Christians. Chris Smith, House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Africa Chairman, accused the Nigerian government of complicity and complacency regarding the persecution. Meanwhile, an Iranian pastor identified as Robert has bravely signed a declaration calling for an end to the Iranian regime, citing it as his Christian calling, despite significant security risks. He is among over 200 Christian and church leaders who signed the statement, which asserts that the current regime has lost moral, national, and international legitimacy after nearly five decades of repression. The statement follows a brutal crackdown on anti-regime protests earlier this year that killed thousands and comes as student protests are spreading to multiple universities. Robert, who ministered in Iran for 15 years and continues underground work, stated that it is a moral obligation to take a stand given the scale of the killings. The declaration, organized by Christian lawyer Atiye Fard, calls for national unity, responsible leadership, and a peaceful transition to a secular democratic political system, supporting exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi. In England, churches in the Diocese of Bristol supported over 40,000 people through social action projects in 2025. A social action audit conducted with the Cinnamon Network revealed that 418 activities were delivered, involving 1,634 volunteers who contributed 121,660 hours of service. Naomi Jervis, Partnerships and Campaigns Officer, noted that 50% of activities focused on reducing social isolation and building community cohesion, emphasizing that faith underpins it all. In the US, Mike Huckabee, the US ambassador to Israel, recently went viral after an interview with Tucker Carlson, where he claimed Israel has a biblical right to control much of the Middle East, from the Nile to the Euphrates. Huckabee later clarified his remarks as somewhat of a hyperbolic statement, stating they were edited and taken out of context by Carlson, who had asked him about Christian Zionism's theology. While his statements don't align with official US policy, they are consistent with his long-held Christian Zionist worldview, which views the modern state of Israel as a fulfillment of biblical prophecy and a prerequisite for the second coming of Jesus for some believers. The Christian Zionist movement is a significant force in US-Israel relations, with groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews raising billions for Israel, and Christians United for Israel, claiming 10 million members. Huckabee, a former Baptist minister and Arkansas governor, has visited Israel over 100 times and advocated for moving the US embassy to Jerusalem. His comments have sparked condemnation from Arab and Muslim-majority governments, who describe them as dangerous and inflammatory, contradicting US President Trump's peace efforts. And finally, the former ranch of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, the 8,000-acre Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, has been purchased by Texas politician Don Huffines. Huffines, a Republican, announced plans to convert the property into a Christian retreat center, renaming it San Rafael Ranch after the saint associated with physical and spiritual healing. He stated, "What the enemy once meant for evil, God can redeem for good," and pledged cooperation with any authorities for investigations of the property, which has been linked to allegations of sexual assaults. Thank you for tuning in to Christian News Daily.